Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today. I normally host the show on Thursdays and any other day that someone needs help with the hosting, I will do that. But normally, it's just Thursday morning, or Thursday afternoon from noon to 1 o'clock that I host the show. And we have a good show for you today. I've invited a couple of guests, and we'll see who comes on. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the projects we're working on, and I want to talk about our recent board meeting that we had this past week. This week, it's not the past week, it was this week. It was on Monday, and we covered a number of things during that board meeting, including electing some new officers and reviewing some prospective new board members. And one of our longtime board members, retired from the presidency, Sharon Anderson, and we were proud to congratulate her on her retirement and to thank her for all of the good work she did for a long time. So we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to talk about other things that are going on through the Hope Collection. So I'm happy to be with you, and I hope you're all having a great day. We have a sunshiny day here in New Jersey, but the sunshine is the weather is a little deceiving today because it's bright sunshine out there, but it's very cold. It was down below 10 degrees this morning. But the temperature is rising up into the 20s already, I think. And we may hit 30 today, but it's a cold day here in New Jersey. But there's warmness in our hearts because we're thinking about all the people that we're helping through the Hope Collection, and we're continuing to help. I see my friend Derek from Tennessee is on with me. Hi, Derek. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys get any more snow down there in Tennessee?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a light snow, but nothing much. Just like a dusting almost. Enough to be a little bit of a nuisance. Anyway, I wanted to mention that you're doing a lot of things on the Hope Collection. You're involved with handing out Hope cards almost every day, inviting them to come to the Hope Collection, right? And you're giving them information how they can contact you.
Contact me.
Right, also to contact me. And you seem to be getting some good responses from people, and that's good because that's what it takes to make this work. See, we can't do it all by ourselves. We got to have some help. And we're generally looking for people that are looking to help people, because that's what we do. That's our motto, is helping people by helping them to help other people. And so we had a we were supposed to have a conference, a call last night with our friend out, Janet, out in California, but it got too late, and I was tired, so we didn't get that done. But were you able to reschedule that, Derek?
Maybe I'd get, I might get with Kyle tonight.
What?
The veteran.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to go get with him. But did you reschedule with Janet for tonight?
No, I didn't. I caught her, no.
Okay. All right, well.
She was busy with her friend.
Okay, well, see if you can set it up another time for her. And I'm sorry that I was so tired last night that I...
I'm helping somebody move tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm helping one of my friends move tomorrow.
2 weeks ago.
I'm helping somebody move tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good.
Is that good. Nice?
Yes. That's good. Yep.
That's nice.
I keep telling you that. Just keep doing what you're doing, Derek, because you're doing the right things.
I might sell him some products after he moves in, after he gets settled in. I might sell him some products.
Good. Great. There are people that have made money through the Hope Collection and ePantry website. And just selling products. They set up a whole lot of customers, like hundreds of customers they set up and sold products. They made good money doing that.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of different ways.
I told Kyle he could sell products to people too.
Yep, absolutely.
I told Kyle he could sell products too.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
And you have about at least a half a dozen people now that have shown some interest. I was reading a text message from Wade. Wade sent me a message.
Wade did?
And we're
Wade did?
We're going to be getting together with Wade pretty soon. And also with William. And John and Jim and others that you've been talking to. So just keep up, as I've been telling you, just keep up doing what you're doing. If you're doing the right things and you're doing
Wade
it for the right reason.
Wade texted you?
Yes, Wade sent me a text.
About a week ago?
Huh?
About a week ago?
At least a week ago. Yeah, maybe 2 weeks ago. About at least a week ago.
He might
be
interested, right?
Since I went through the coronavirus, I had that kind of set me back a little bit. But I'm back on track now, and everything's fine. I got through it okay, and I talked to my doctor yesterday, and she said, "Yeah, Bob," she says, "you're doing good." He says, you're doing the right things. He says, now you don't have to worry about so much about getting the coronavirus.
People could have a hard time looking for jobs, right?
Yes. Anybody that's gotten any one of the COVID viruses, generally they won't get that same one again because it creates an immunity to it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about the Omicron anymore. And I've never had any problem with the others, the Delta or the regular COVID-19. I haven't had any problem with any of those. So anyway, it's good to talk with you, Derek. It's good to I'm sorry I missed your call a while ago when you called, because I was busy setting up the site.
I could set Kyle up as a customer of mine, right? I could set Kyle as a customer of mine, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can invite your customer to this call, too, if you want to.
Yeah.
You know, it's anybody. I always say we don't exclude anybody, you know. Anybody that wants to talk with us, we'll talk with them. We'll either talk with them
Wade,
on the radio
Wade or... must have texted you. Wade must have texted you yesterday, a week ago, huh?
Yes.
Wade,
yes,
huh?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
He must wants to talk with you, right?
Yes, yes, he does. So I told him we would be talking soon.
Talking soon, yeah. Okay.
I sent him a message back.
Let me let you go.
So
let me let you go.
Yeah, I'll let you know when we set it up. Okay? Sounds good, Derek. Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm really proud of you. You're doing the right things for the right reasons. And you just keep doing what you're doing. I see that Derek has dropped off for a minute. Sometimes if he has another call come in, he'll drop off. So he learned that, by the way, from Dr. Joel Griffin, because Joel Griffin used to do that. We'd be talking away, and then all of a sudden Joel is gone. But that's what happens when you're busy. When you're a busy person and you have a lot going on, sometimes you have to just drop off of one thing and go do the other thing if it seems to be like it's maybe more important. So anyway, I'm sure if Derek can, he will be back. And I'm waiting for a couple of other people that might be coming on to the show today. But in the meantime, I'm going to cover a few things. I'm going to cover basically a few things from the Monday evening's board meeting. I am a member of the board, by the way. I was the vice president for about seven or eight years, and we had decided that we were going to change the officers in the board. And that's when Sharon Anderson decided to retire. So I nominated, at the meeting, I nominated Ron Clayton to be the new president. And we voted on it unanimously. He was chosen as the new president. And I was very happy with that because Ron Clayton was the first president of the board of directors for the Hope Collection many years ago, and then he retired, and he took stayed on as an advisor, as what we call an advisor to the directors, and Ron was very good about helping out people, not only helping people by helping them to help other people, but also by helping people on the board, since he had been there from the very beginning when the Hope Collection was first started. I was also a director for many years before I became the vice president of the board. So anyway, I thought I was probably going to have to resign because we wanted to put in some new blood. So when the time came for the vice presidential nomination, then I was nominated again for the vice president's job, and everybody voted, and it was unanimous that I was named the vice president of the board of directors again. Now we don't know how long those terms are going to be because I was a vice president, I believe, for about 7 or 8 years. I don't know exact date anymore, but I think that's when it was. But anyway, I was very proud and humbled to be nominated again and elected as the new vice president. So it was like my left hand just switched over to my right hand. So I just stayed in the same position, is basically what I'm trying to say. And I'm going to do the best I possibly can to make the Hope Collection to grow even further and to live up to the vision that Dr. Joel Griffin has set for the Hope Collection. And the radio show is just one aspect of it. We use the radio show to reach out to more people, because we are communicating right now with over 70 countries around the world through the Hope Collection. So we cannot talk to them directly because we don't have that capability yet. But we're working on trying to get that capability where we'll be able to either use YouTube or some other mechanism to be able to communicate directly with people that are listening on the Internet. So anyway, that was one of the things we talked about, was that, and we talked about we didn't really nominate any other officers because the meeting was going on pretty long, and we tried to make that meeting not more than an hour because we're on a conference call. So that's basically what had happened. The three big things that happened was there's four big things that happened. We introduced all the new prospective members of the board, and I think there were four or five others that we had them just tell us a little bit about themselves and maybe a little bit about why they felt they could serve on the board and how they could help through that. And so we went through that, and that took a little time because some of the people have a tendency to talk a little bit long. We were trying to limit them to 3 minutes each, but it didn't work because these are people that are generally successful business people, and they are maybe had past experiences, directors of some other venue. One of them is Rick Reed, who has a very large travel business that we are connected with through the Hope Collection. And so it just made sense for Rick Reed to be one of the nominees and to be made one of the directors. So, but we did not finalize, as I said, the other nominations and elections of the new officers. But we will be doing that probably at the next meeting, or maybe we might have a separate meeting just to complete that. Because there's so many projects that we want to move forward with. In fact, we didn't even have time to talk about those things. But we will be reviewing each of those projects and giving an up a yay or a nay. I have no doubt in my mind we're going to continue with most of the projects that we've been working on, things like helping veterans and first responders. And Tiny Homes is another project that we have going on, and many other projects that are going on around the country and around the world, as a matter of fact. So we're our partnerships with the Golden Rule Society through Captain Len Kane is an ongoing thing. And our partnerships with Rick Reed and his travel business is another ongoing thing. And so we're continuing with those projects. And those are projects that are many people are very interested in those. One of the things that I'm working with, I'm going to be doing more work with Ron Clayton and Rick Reed, to get more involved in the travel business because my family is expanding out to other areas around the world. I have a grandson and his family has now moved to Germany, and I have one of my sons and his family has moved to Puerto Rico, and I have other family members that are settled in Colombia, South America. So I now have more of a reason to be involved in the travel business, not only for my personal needs to travel to these my wife and I travel to these other parts of the world, but to work with the people, the immigrants that I'm working with every day, to help them in their travel needs, because we have one of the best, through Rick Reed, one of the best travel arrangements in the world, no doubt about it. We give much better service at a much lower price, and we add all kinds of things to people to give them extra things. Like my daughter, Heather, was going to get married about a year and a half ago. And I said, look, Heather, call my friend Ron Clayton. And she knew Ron. She knew Ron and his wife, Linda. I said, Ron can fix you up with this travel business, and you will get a lot of extras that you wouldn't normally get from other travel companies. So she did that. And I tell you, she was very pleased with the accommodations, with the airline travel, with the local travel, and everything she needed. And Ron set her up with a significant package at probably half the cost of what it would have been normally. So I'm very pleased with that, and I'm very pleased with other arrangements that that I have referred to people. So anyway, that's one area that we're going to be expanding through the Hope Collection. There's another area that I'm working with a friend of Derek's down in Tennessee. His name is John, and John has a tremendous desire and a dream and a vision to set up a way to help convicts that are coming out of prison, to help them to get reacclimated into society. And it's a very wonderful effort. And I'm going to be working with the board to try to see how we can connect that up through the Hope Collection, so that we can help those people that need help. You know, we're helping a lot of veterans that are coming out of the service and back into private life. I believe it's a good effort to be able to help the people that have been in prison, because they come out and basically they don't have any job, they don't have any place to live, they have no income, and a lot of times their family has deserted them. If they were married, their wives may have divorced them, so we want to help them. Through my friend John, we're going to set up a way to do that, and to connect it through a partnership with the Hope Collection. So there's a lot of things, a lot of new things going on, and there's a lot of old projects that we've been working with people for many, many years. Like I do a lot of work with the immigrants around that are coming into this country. A lot of them come in illegally, and I am totally opposed to that. But I'm not opposed to helping them if they're actually here and are actually being productive in this country. For example, I had a friend of mine, I still have a friend of mine, in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, which is about 10 miles from where I live. And he has been here for 16 years in this country as an illegal immigrant. And he was very afraid to get the process started to become what's called a permanent resident here in this country. In those 16 years, he had been working the whole time in a diner. He was a cook, and he was a very good cook. He worked many hours, and he married a lady who was also an immigrant, but she had a green card. And they eventually had children. And they had, in that time, I think they had three children, two boys and a daughter. And one of the children had special needs in this that he needed a lot of help with. So anyway, I decided to help Alfie, and I wrote letters to the immigration people requesting him that he be allowed to remain in this country because he was so afraid of being deported. And thank God, after working on that for about 2 or 3 years, it finally was realized, and he was given permanent residency, and his wife was given permanent residency in this country. That's the first step, the first big step in getting to become a citizen, because he is going to go through, or he's
going through the process
to become a citizen of the United States. So anyway, that's just one example, and there's others that I've been working with to help them to receive permanent residency in this country. So I don't get paid for doing any of this stuff, by the way. None of us on the board get paid because we do it because we think it's the right thing to be doing. And we do it because we want to help people. And we're doing it for the right reasons, not for money, but for the what I call the personal satisfaction that we get out of helping somebody, helping another human being. And there's four main areas that I identified in my work with the immigrants. One is to help them. I already talked about that, is getting their permanent residency approval and citizenship, if that's what they want. And then the other area, another area, is to help them with their financial situation, because a lot of them are maybe working at very menial jobs, as a dishwasher in a restaurant or whatever it is they're doing, maybe as a clerk in a small store or whatever they're doing. And a lot of them want to start their own business. So that's an area that we're working with them on, is to help them to increase their income either through a career change or through starting their own business. So that's some areas that we're helping with. And we have all kinds of opportunities through the Hope Collection, through several of our sites. We also identified that they wanted to learn the language. They wanted to learn the English language. And at one time, I had six families that I was working with prior to the coronavirus hitting us 2 years ago. We were working with them and helping them, and they were very appreciative. And they were all continually thanking us for helping them. Fortunately, I was working with a young lady who was a Spanish lady, and she had come over. She was legal. She came over through the legal process, and she could speak fairly good English in addition to Spanish. So she was helping us with that training, and it was very effective. And the people that were going through it, they were very happy to be able to learn more and more about the language. And we focused on, first of all, the language itself, the words of the English language, and how they, what the meaning of those words are versus the same kind of word in Spanish. And then we focused on making phrases like how are you, or you know, those kinds of things. And so we worked on many of those things, and changing, helping people to understand the difference between the English language and the Spanish language. And then we worked on sentences, how to create sentences that you can speak intelligently to people, and how you can write those sentences, and then create a paragraph from those sentences, what you wanted to express to someone. So all of those different things we went through with the language, and we're going to be starting that up again shortly. The continuation of the coronavirus and the different strains of it have restrained us a little bit, but we're going to do it. We were doing it in people's homes, but now we're going to do it. We're going to use conference arrangements. There's a company called FreeConference.com, and we're setting up that. In fact, I've already set it up. Well, we're going to have people dial into this conference, and then we would work through a workbook to continue the learning the language for people that want to. And so I'm very proud to be working with those people in those areas that I've mentioned, the language, the permanent residency, the job opportunities, and education is another area that they're very interested in. Some of them have not completed their education, and they want to do that. Well, we have programs, online programs, that we can help them do that and to get certifications. We have literally thousands of certifications available to people to help them to get certified. Two of them that I did myself, I got certified as a certified life coach and as a virtual assistant. Now, those are related, but they're not really related. A life coach needs virtual tools to help them in the work that they do with people, and that's why I went for the virtual assistant, because then I learned how to work with different systems, different programs to help people in their needs and in their interests. I'm just mentioning that to kind of give you like an overview of what the Hope Collection is all about. And we work with people in their housing needs. Do they live in an apartment that they want to, they need more space? And we have access to that through our center, research center, we can help them in housing. We can help them in clean air and water. We can help them in health and wellness, and as I said, education and certifications, all kinds of different areas that we have programs that already exist, that are already being used by people. We can help them in training, learning how to develop leadership skills, how to develop communication skills, and all kinds of things like that. I am so thankful to the Lord for putting me in a position in this organization called the Hope Collection. And the reason it's called the Hope Collection is because it is a collection of different organizations that are working together, and a collection of different things like the federal government we're working with, different departments in the federal government, like the Veterans Administration and the Department of Defense and various other organizations in those federal departments. Immigration is another one in the federal government, and we are working with those organizations, also state organizations, that where people have a need, maybe to get a job in some type of state agency or state organization. We have contacts and help people in those areas. Veterans, for example, need a lot of help in those areas. Getting maybe they can't get their old job back, and they want to maybe the company's gone out of business, so they can't get their job back. So we're working with people, with veterans and with other people. Senior citizens, we are also working with a lot to help them in areas that they need help. I'm gonna stop talking about this for a few minutes because I see another person has come on from Buffalo, New York. Would you announce yourself, please? Hello?
It's Jim Ambrose.
How you doing, my friend?
Okay. Well, then.
Good to hear your voice.
So what's happening?
This is Gary, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And,
folks, this is my friend Gary from Buffalo, New York. Gary's been very active for a long time in the Hope Collection. Almost from the very beginning, Gary and his wife Linda have been involved in it, and he's very active. He's a host also of the Hope Collection, and so thank you, Gary, for coming on. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you, my friend. And I know his wife Linda is very active also with helping people. We have a program called Smart Shopping, and Linda is very active in that program, and she helps people how to make money in their shopping and turn their liabilities into assets and to make discounts, to receive discounts and various other things. And Linda and Ron Clayton's wife, Linda, they work together on some of the those calls we have on Sunday evening to talk about those programs with anybody that wants to. And anybody can get involved in it. And anybody can you can make $200-$300 a month just in those kind of programs, getting discounts and rebates and things like that. So, and the things that you would normally buy anyway, and then you save money in buying them. So that's a great program, and we appreciate all the help. And Gary, I don't know if you got any feedback on the recent board meeting we had on Monday. We have several new board members. We haven't actually elected them yet, but we had them tell us a little bit about themselves at the last board meeting, and there's going to be about three or four new people, including Rick Reed is going to be a board member, he has a tremendous amount of experience in various programs and in the travel business. And so he's going to be a tremendous asset to the board. And other people also that are going to be, we're going to have another meeting to officially nominate and elect them, either yay or nay, on the board. But I have no doubt in my mind that they will all be added. A lady that's involved in tiny homes is going to become a member of the board and be able to share and help us in that area, anybody that is interested in the tiny homes. So that's just something else that's going on. So what's on your mind today, Gary? Anything that we can that you want to talk about?
Well, I was just thinking that, I want to listen to all the calls during the week. And I sometimes get on the call and speak on Friday when Lynn Cain comes down, Captain Lynn Cain. And anytime Lynn is speaking, I want to listen. But I want to also participate in, you know, in that thing, in the talk, and on Fridays, and send them a link to the call after the call, when he speaks, because he I don't know if he knows how to do it to get the call from the thing or not, but together, working with my wife and I, you can send him a link to that call. And he always appreciates it. Always sends a link to Ron Clayton and to Linda and myself about got it, thank you, God bless you and yours now and always. Be safe and stay true. And it's, you know, something like that. It's incredible.
Yep, that's amazing. That's great, Gary. Thank you for sharing with us. You know from hosting that when you have someone else on the program with you, like I had Derek on earlier, he was talking with us, and you came on. And I don't know, we've got about a little less than 20 minutes of the show yet. We may have some other people on also, but some people sometimes come in late near the end of the show, and that's okay. But it's much easier to host a show when you're not the only person there. And we know that there are a lot of people listening on the Internet, but you can't communicate with them because they're just listeners and learning. So, but that's okay, too, because we want people to listen and learn. And I want to mention the number, by the way, because I haven't mentioned it yet. But for anybody to dial into the show, the number is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And anybody that wants to, you don't have to be invited. As a matter of fact, I just invited you all to dial into the show. And then we will see that you have dialed in, and then we will turn on your microphone, so that you can talk if you want to. You don't have to talk, but if you want to talk, you can talk, or you can just listen and learn.
Yeah.
So it's a very simple process to get connected to the Hope Show. And the other thing I want to mention about Hope is that the Hope was founded by Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife, Artis. Dr. Griffin, many years ago, I think it's more than 25 years ago, had this vision that he wanted to honor the memory of his mother. His mother's name was Hope. So he decided to start up, and he had a meeting with a lot of us where he was talking about it because he knew he couldn't do it by himself. He had to have help. So anyway, we had that meeting, and we all agreed that we'd give it a shot, you know, and see how it would work because most of us had never done anything like this before. Set up a website and set up a radio show. So it got started and it's growing, it's growing and it's growing. It's continuing to grow. And there are new people being registered almost every day now into the Hope Collection. The registration is a very simple process. You dial into optimizemylife.org. That's all one word, optimizemylife.org. org, and you click on the register button, and there's about 7 or 8 items you have to answer there. Very simple questions like what's your name, and and that's a very simple process to register, and it's free, and it comes with it, many benefits with it. One of the benefits that I say is the biggest benefit is that the person that registers is assigned a coach. Like my friend Derek and I work together every day. I'm his coach, working with the Hope Collection and others that I'm working with also. And I'm very proud to do that. And there is no charge for that, as I said earlier. Because we provide our services, for free, and there are many other benefits like free coupons and access to other sites, and various other things that are available for anybody who registers into the Hope Collection. So it's a tremendous benefit for people to be connected to the Hope Collection through the registration process. Because you're then given an opportunity to learn about it at your own pace. You can do it at your own speed.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it 24/7 whenever you want to connect up to it. So it's a very, very good opportunity. And you'll have, as I said, you'll be assigned a coach. It may be someone that referred you to the program. Because one of the last questions they ask is, who referred you to the Hope Collection? So you just give a name, and then that person will be notified. We're working on that process right now. We're having some problems with that notification to the referred person, referral person. We've been having problems not getting that notification out to them that someone has registered, but that's being fixed. That's one of the areas that's being fixed right now. We have a team of people working on a number of different things that are being fixed because of Dr. Joel Griffin's illness for many years. There were a number of things that didn't get done that he wanted to get done, but he was not able to do it. So now that we have a new board, and we're working with Joel's wife, Artis, and she is very actively involved since her husband passed, so we're continuing to grow the legacy that Dr. Joel Griffin had created for many years. We will continue that as long as the good Lord keeps us around and as long as the good Lord gives us the skills that we need and the capabilities that we need to get it done and the resources, because the resources is another area that we're working on, how to increase the resources, financial resources primarily, to help the websites to work properly and to expand them and how to expand the number of people that we have in the Hope Collection. So those are just some areas that the new board has been talking about, and that we've assigned projects and people to those areas to make the improvements, and they will come. They may not come on tomorrow or next week, but they're going to be coming little by little. It's like how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, we're working on these one bite at a time to get them implemented and to get improvements made. Not that it's not working now, because it is working. And people are registering, but we want to make it better, and we're going to make it better, and it takes some time, and we're committed to do that. So I know, Gary, you're committed, and I hear you agreeing with things that I'm saying, And that's great. And I know that you will do whatever you can to help to make it work. You and your wife, Linda, also. And I thank you guys. I thank you guys for all that you do. And for being there, giving us support and help and suggestions. And we appreciate that. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your efforts. You know, all things are possible with God on our side, and He's on our side. He's given us ideas. He's given us resources. He's given us people, it's all gonna get better. Even though it's not bad now, but it's gonna get better. Because there are some things we want to change, and there are some things we want to fix that are broken. So that's all going to get better. As I said, it's going to take time. We just ask people to be patient, because I know of a couple of people that I've been working with and have been trying to do certain things in the websites, and they were unable to do them. In one or two particular websites, and so those are the things. Those are on the list to be fixed, and people are already assigned to fix those things. So hang in there, and it will be improved, and there will be a difference, and it will be a much better process when we're all done with it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you agree with all of that, Gary.
Yes, and I wanted to say something, too. You said earlier that when people call in to what you're saying and agree with what you're saying, it's like, you know, it's incredible because the more people call in, the more people hear and the other people talking, and then eventually I put in my 2 cents, and they call in, and they're recognized. And they come on, and their microphone is open, and they can talk. Wow, it's incredible. Even before they want to talk, they can hear things, people talking. The more people that talk, the more ideas are exchanged. Ideas grow.
The more we get it done, the more people that come, more people that register into the Hope Collection and get involved in the Hope Collection, the more we can get done to help other people, that's the more people we can help. So that's a very important point. And I appreciate you bringing that up. I see we have another friend from Buffalo has joined us, and I know you know him very well. His name is Mr. Ron Clayton. Congratulations on the new election to the president of the board, Ronnie.
Well, thank you, Robert, and Gary, I hear he's on the phone. I just called in. I'm actually at getting our telephone systems connected with T-Mobile, new business account we're getting to get lower rates. But anyways, because of the relationship through Hope, I want to congratulate you, Robert, for accepting and then getting elected by the board, the new board, as the renewed and restored vice president of the what I call the new Hope Collection. And are totally excited because the vision and the new commitments and the new members of the board and yourself as being a steady, steady Freddy, as loyal as anybody ever could be, and your accolades are unquestionable. And we are so proud to have you be a part of it.
Thank you, Ronnie. Your dependability
is incredible.
The reason I nominated you for the president was because, for one, I've known you for many years, probably close to 40 years now, and I have seen you
at work through the Hope Collection and through other sites that we have, ePantry and so forth, and the things that you've done, the projects you've set up, working with different people, working with different organizations, and you have been a tremendous contributor. As a former president and as an advisor for many years, and now again as the new president, and congratulations and thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really excited. At the next board meeting, I will be presenting the vision statement from the presidency, from me, and that has input from each one of you on the board, and then also a goal plan for what we look for as our priorities and goals to accomplish this coming year. And I think what we're doing is empowering. We have some renewal things like the website being revitalized. We're going to get a professional full-time administrative assistant that will enable us and help us to be able to do things more than we have. It'll be someone that will maintain the website at a high level and make adjustments. It also will be a database marketing gathering, and the person that is going to be an administrative assistant will be, of course, functioning to do all that so that we can expand our membership, and that's going to be a membership drive. And so we're doing that. We're going to continue working with the Golden Rule Society and Len Cain. We've expanded our relationship and restored a relationship with Chuck Fulmer and the Jobonomics Economic Development Program, which, by the way, is going to be the source for money to run our operations that we never had. So it will be wonderful, and I'm proud to stand up and be willing to take on the mantle of helping pull things together and help it go forward. So that's why I called in today, to congratulate you and appreciate and thank you for everything, Bob, because quite frankly, had you and some people like you and Gary, a couple of the board members, if you had not stepped forward, I don't know that I could have. I wouldn't have the support that I know it needs to have to run, and I couldn't do the job, and I wouldn't have. So it was important that, you know, we take and be willing to take on. Well, Joel was my mentor for 40 years and my best friend and my business partner, and add into there my spiritual mentor. So pretty important part of our lives, and still going to be that. So Ardith Griffin, his wife, is running, you know, now the co-founder, recognized co-founder living, and she endorses and supports everything that we're doing and the vision that I outlined and shared it with her already. So we're ready to hit the road running.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to be running fast.
Like Angelo Nardone used to always say, rock and roll, rock and roll.
There we go. And with that, I'm going to sign off because I'm, like I said, I'm at the T-Mobile store. We're getting things reorganized here. And I'll be offering some really neat specials going forward that will be advantageous for everybody. So.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for coming on. And thank you for all your kind words and your support.
Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's all about the people that we're working with, the people that we're helping. It's not about us. It's about them. And I just want to mention in closing that we're broadcasting this radio show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And the number is 714-816-4686. And everybody that's listening is invited. You can come. You don't have to have any special invitation. Just dial that number and come on and listen and learn. And you can ask questions. And you can talk to us about things that you are interested in and programs you may be involved in. So anyway, it's all there available to all of you. And we have a special show on Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 o'clock. It's the same telephone number, 714-816-4686. So come join us. It doesn't cost you anything, but maybe a few minutes of your time. And we'll be happy to talk with you. And we'll be happy to teach you how to get registered if you had a very simple process. And we'll help you in any way you want us to help you, to work with you. So you got everything to gain and nothing to lose through this program. So come in there and we'll tell you the true story. What's actually happening and what's actually we're involved in and how we can help you. So God bless you all and God bless America. And thank you, Gary, for coming on. And say hi to your dear wife, Linda. And God bless you guys. And have a great day, everybody. And we're going to sign off now because we're out of time. Thanks again, Gary.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.